Gay Radio, we are family. I'm here at the launch of Mr. Gay World, and we just got to meet all the delegates. And I've got our Japanese delegate here, and his name is Tiger. Welcome to South Africa.
Thank you so much.
When did you arrive?
I arrived 3 days ago.
It must have been one hell of a journey to get here.
35 hours.
Oh my goodness. How do you keep yourself entertained on a long flight like that?
Lots of coffee and lots of sleeping pills.
Oh, okay. So you arrived fresh as a daisy then,
fresh
on African
fresh.
Soil.
Yes.
What's your expectation of the competition?
Right, I'm looking forward to a lot to getting to know a lot of injustice that people face, other delegates face in their own country, and how they try to solve these problems. Knowing all these insights and how they do these things, it's very important for me, coming from a country that is not very privileged in terms of LGBTQ rights. So I think this is an extremely, extremely important opportunity to educate myself, to widen my horizons a bit, and this is exactly what I need now.
So recently your country passed a law to say that transgender people's reproductive organs need to be taken out. What was that all about?
Exactly. This was extreme corruption. I would not like to say corruption, but this is under Abe's law, and this is not the only case. Japan is doing many things, such as the marriage certificate, which was an excuse to shut us up. So this is not a real certificate for us to be able to marry. This was just an excuse. And as you mentioned, the transgendered issues, these things all happen in this day, 2019, you know, and this is really disappointing because we are one of the most behind countries in Asia, so this is one of the biggest problems, I think.
So when we look at movies of Japan or documentaries or so on, especially gay life there, I mean, we don't see too much of it. We know there's some sort of rent boy market thing that's seemingly very popular.
Right.
But what is gay life like in Japan?
Unfortunately, there is a gay life, but gay life is very anonymous. And as I mentioned earlier, the gap between media, gay people, LGBTQ individuals are more than celebrated on media. So from an outside point of view, Japan seems like such an open country in terms of sexuality. But in terms of actual gay community, this is not, we are not as open. And the gay community in Japan, the biggest problem is we do not want to do anything about it. We do not want to do activism because we have a mindset, if we ignore something, it will go away. So this is the gay life in Japan.
Do you have big prides there or not at all?
We have a gay pride and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. 10 years ago, gay pride in Japan was non-existent. But nowadays, we see heterosexual families wearing a gay pride shirt. We will be able to see that. Only problem is, it's as big because it's getting more commercial. It's missing the point of activism, but it's still getting bigger, and I think that's good in the
best. At least it's visibility to some degree.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you're getting chosen. How did that process work? You enter a competition in Japan and then got... How does it work?
Right, so Mr. Gay Japan is running on the second year. We are pretty new, so we are quite new in terms of a lot of things, and this process was very, very fast. More than five, maybe about 30, 40 delegates or finalists, which, not finalists, sorry, 40 about selected people were there. And from there, it was a lot of elimination until five delegates were left. And five finalists fought, did our own campaign, and this is how we won.
Oh, okay. So South Africa is very much different to Japan, surely.
Right.
I think we've got wildlife and we've got wildlife here. What is your expectation of the week?
I actually am really interested in learning isiXhosa, and fortunately, and a little secret, I actually have been studying about South Africa as well as the language. There are 11, more than 11, in South Africa, but isiXhosa seems really nice, and I can do the
isiXhosa.
So this is really interesting, and I'm really happy that I could do this, and I look forward to learning more about non-mainstream cultures, non-mainstream things that are talked about, hidden things about South Africa that not many people mention or not many people talk about. This is what I look forward to.
And if you were to win, what would you do? What would your message be to the world? What would your project be?
If I were to win, I would love to say that nobody is stupid enough, nobody is low enough to be able to make a change. to be able to do activism. So I was discouraged from doing activism, but anyone, nobody is young enough, nobody is like that to do activism. So I want a lot of people to make a change, be the change.
Fantastic. Well, good luck and have a great week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Tiger here on Gay Say Radio. Mr. Gay Japan. Wow. And what a hunk he is. We certainly wish him all the best. I'm Hendrik here in Cape Town at the President Hotel for Gay Say Radio, where you are fam.